Oh, don't worry, folks. Of Mice and Men, Aaron Pauly is here with me. What's up, Aaron?
Just chilling, walking the black carpet.
I bet you are walking the black carpet, sweating your ass off on the black carpet.
That's what I'm doing.
Hey, congratulations on the new track, Unbreakable. Great stuff on there.
Thank you, brother.
Tell us a little bit about the new record you guys are working on right now.
We actually got the masters back today. It's just full of heavy songs that we can't wait to play live. I'm pumped. I just want to leak it.
Oh, I want to hear it. So you better leak it. And to get personal, I understand, you know, you guys have been going through a lot of difficult changes with Austin leaving because of his condition, and you guys are now, you're basically taking over both the melodic and the screaming. Do you feel the pressure of trying to do both perfectly every now and then?
I don't think rock and roll's ever been about perfection. It's always been about the feeling. For me, you know, we practice so much that I feel like when we play, we're very tight and solid, but to me, it's never really been about the perfection. It's been about all the emotion and whether or not the audience can feel that. You know, because sometimes you can have a perfect performance that feels robotic or that doesn't feel like it's got emotion. And sometimes you can have somebody out there like Dave Grohl who's out there literally hooting, hollering, and screaming.
Oh, yeah.
And while it's not technically perfect, the emotion's there, and that's what makes it perfect.
Oh, absolutely. And I've actually seen you guys with In This Moment and Avatar at Riverside, so I can't wait to see you
tomorrow.
Again.
Yep.
So when can we expect the new album?
New album will be coming out early next year.
Well, I'll definitely look forward to it. Hopefully, Michael Moses will get it to me in time for me to review it.
You're listening, Michael.
Yeah, and by the way, the last song you guys did, Cold War, I think it was called?
Cold World.
Cold World. I know you got some heat from it, but I actually dug what you were trying to do. You were trying to experiment. I mean, not everything was great, but I really enjoyed the sound you were trying to do. So you got to be real proud about that.
Cool, hell yeah.
So congratulations, Aaron. And
thanks,
I will see you at the Riverside
Municipal
Amphitheater.
Yeah.